Good evening, everybody. We're holding here in just about the last parak of Maima Ikrim, which is about Torah. And we spoke briefly. What he said last time that we saw was that all of Torah, with the halachas, were given specifically Misinai. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu got the written Torah with all of the bottom line halachas. Torah Sheval Peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that he was meramis everything in Torah Sheval Peh and Torah Sheval Ksav, and it is considered to be, it's very, very important for us to keep pursuing that, to keep looking and finding where's the cash in Torah Sheval Ksav, Torah Sheval Peh, and those are all the Limudim and Shas. Let's go through some of the different perspectives. First of all, I mean, there are some shittas that all of these remazim are just what's the right word for it? Asmachtas ba'alma, mnemonic devices, and so on. Isaac Levy brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara and Shabbos. In the Gemara has a tublat on Tumah and Avodah Zarah and so on. Tumah and Avodah Zarah is only Rabbonin. The Gemara has tublat worth of Rayas and Drushes and so on. So that's a strong point. On the other hand, it can't be that the majority of Shas, which is a huge amount, is built on just finding mnemonic devices. All of that tirch at the back and the fourth on the limudim, to say it's only that, it's a long stretch. There are many issues, and that's also something that's hard. He says it's two inyanim. On the one hand, it's important to have the halachis as they are, and the Torah wants us to mekash the two. Doesn't give any reason for it, doesn't explain it, but that's Ikar Torah. We mentioned our Chaim HaKadosh, who says that that's Takeda Ikar Avoda is a Mekash the two. And I guess it has a deep meaning. It's like putting the Neshama and the Guf together. It's understanding from where the Halacha comes out. It gives us some guide about the Gedor of the Halacha, whatever it is. Now he says, V'omnam, Yesh Oydin Yonim Acherim, So Torah Sheba'al Peh includes pure halachas from Sinai. It includes things that we have drushes, which he says is just is something that the Torah wants we should do, but it doesn't appear from him that it is a mahalach to bring out halachas. I want to clarify a point that people make a mistake. The Rambam says mefurish that when somebody comes to a bezdin, to Bezdin HaGadol will sit down, and one of the ways they use to figure out a halacha that's unclear is by Yud Gimel Midas. No two ways about it. So it's, I think the difference, I think there's a confusion between what Bezdin can do or what the Chochmei HaTalmud did. Chachmei HaTalmud were not Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin was bottled already. They were sitting and dashing the drushes back and forth. So for that, it's more of a working backwards. They didn't sit and dash these drushes to bring out a halacha. They dashed these drushes to figure out where halacha comes from. But certainly Bezdin can use these drushes, and Bezdin did use these drushes. And to be poiser halachas. Okay. Va'omnam yesh oydin yana machem shin takanes v'chacham zchoyin v'rocha. Va'afal piken yimotzalem rem ezorch moed exudim. There are takanes derabanan, and still they find remazim rechoykim in the psukim. Let's take a simple viskadashim visim ktoishim. Mayim reshaynim arachroinim. Both mayim reshaynim and mayim arachroinim are derabanans. Obviously, v'nikra gamze asmachta is called asmachta. Omnom yasmachta yisei shitres hamashash l'chara. It's a much, much further stretch. It's an asmachta in a much more vague sense. V'yichavnu bo lizikoron inyan. In the case of abundance, it's only mnemonic. It also has a certain element of being a remez in the Torah. Why? How? Alpha bishul remez rochim moikin. It's a real stretch. Vehu altsadat svi of asidus. It's a type of belief that every future is merumez in the Torah. It's hakol gol lefonu yisparach v'alakol remez al asher remez of derech rechoyka kim she'ena davu chelk mi mitzaklau. So, So Ramchal is saying that these remises are understood as being a basically a way of saying the Torah predicted this. Two, it's something which we really don't see it as part and parcel of mitzvah. That's how Ramchal says it. The Maral says it very differently, and the Maral's Sefer Be'er Hagola is a sefer that deals with people mocking Chazal, and it's the whole sefer is there to explain different Chazal and how Chazal got to what they said and so on. The point over here is as follows. He says Viskadash Visekdoshim, that he uses the example. We use that. Chazal, whenever they made a takana, so there are certain types of takanas where it's a shmira. They made a shmira that you shouldn't do this, so you shouldn't come to that. Those gzeira lamashal that you don't lay in they actually have a remez for that. But they made gzeiras which shouldn't come to do X because of Y. That bederach kol does not have a pasuk or a smach that doesn't really need one. But what they do have in a pasuk accessory system is as follows. The Torah itself teaches me certain certain mitzias that are true and certain halachas that are mechuyev because of these truths. Now, so the Torah teaches a picture of what is good, what is right, what is appropriate, what falls under the getter of kedusha, what falls under the getter of tumah, and so on. But the Torah did not give us a tzivui for each and every element. So it is appropriate, lamashal, that a person do things lefnei mishur hadin. But lefnei mishur hadin has to have some isyachsus to the din. It has to mean I understand the halacha, and I'm not keeping it by the strict letter of the law. I'm keeping the halacha in its broad form. But the point is, the halacha has in itself, the Torah has in itself a picture of the world, what's right, what's wrong, what's appropriate, what's not, and sivuyim that come off it. So the Torah says, because it's important to remember Mitzrayim, you should eat matzah, you should eat maror, you should make korban pesach, and so on. In Viskadishtim Yisem Kedoshim, the Torah gave us a musig of kedusha, that a person or to be Kaddish, even when he approaches physical things, in Yonah Mahazeh. The Torah did not mandate Netil Sidayim, not in front and not afterwards. But Chazal, when is it Netil Sidayim, this is not a type of gzeira for anything else. It's a takana that just about stands in its own kind of, they said, Netil Sidayim is a good thing, like Mikra Megillah, and so on. So the Maral explains that Chazal recognized the value of Netilas Yadayim in Miskas Yisrael Kedoshim. The Chachamim made it mandatory. So all these type of drushes by the Rabbanans are where Chazal discovered the concept in the Torah, and they're the ones who then made it mandatory. So someone asked me, "Is what is Nosedayim? Nosedayim is a form of Tahara which the Torah gave. Am I mechuyev to be Isaac in that Tahara Sedayim? The answer is only with Rabbanan. Torah has no demands on you as far as that goes. Then Sanamaral learns it, and it's much, I don't know, to me it's much more miskabel than what he says about it being asidus and so on. But omno, yesh oid pratidim shaloi kiblo. There are also pratidim that were not mekabel. V'yotziyim b'darka asrar v'darka midos v'efshe shecholek behem. Machlokas is now shayach on new cases. That it's impossible to have told everybody all the halachas that are. So there are certain what's the right word for it? There are many areas where the Torah didn't give it, but I need to fill in the halacha when it comes to Maisa. For that, he says we use either darkas or darkas midas, like I said before, that the Bez Nagol could have, one of the ways they do is they use it, give midas, then they use it to sort of generate halachas, but, and it's passed out machloikas. Okefi apsak shil machloikas, kenti achoyb le'lishma v'lasois, mi b'li sheti amachloikas, shayse v'chul shil apsak klal, kulay kach tzivon yisbar shmoy, shabiyoyis machloikas, b'din ato yucha, kiulam kach tzivon ha-kadosh baruch hu yisbar shmoy, shayse machloikas din ato yucha dove bezn, ashat zmin achro, yisham v'chol teket. So the Ramchal says as follows. In the world of new halachas, it's possible to have a machlekes. And some people hold that it's like this and it's like that. But once Bezdin paskens, we don't treat it as a suffix. In other words, if Bezdin paskens the X or Y, I don't say, well, they told us to do X or Y, percent right because Bezdin paskens. It's lahavdol of avdolos, but it's a good analogy. Can the Supreme Court ever be wrong? Besides, let's not go into what would be right or wrong in absolute sense, but can they be legal? The answer is legally they can never be wrong. Even if they can be logically off, even if there are many other ways that we can say by some other measure we can say they're wrong, but whatever, by definition, whatever they say is law. And if whatever they say is law, then that's by definition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a big parasha in Shoftim. The parasha is not a suggestion that if you go to the Bez Nagadol, probably they know a lot better than you. You should, you know, they're smarter than you, they know better, and so on. That's not what it says. It says, whatever they paskin, you must do. This now becomes the halacha. So he says, the machloikis that happened should not in any way weaken the strength of the halacha. I can't say, well, this one narrowly squeaked through the Sanhedrin. The vote was, 36-34. And, it was a very narrow 35-34, whatever it is, and therefore it's more of a suffix, that's how long it is. A 36-35 psak is 100% das Torah. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do because of Hesh Pasak. And he makes this point that Machlokes, it should not make it any weakness. Today, Bizman Azeh, and this is the Mishnah, it says in Horus, that Bizman Azeh, the reason why we have, the reason why Rabbeinu HaKadosh included different shittas, das of a yachid, that we don't pass like him, is for the reason that another bezin may decide to weigh with Ryasin on this way, that way, the other way, having the sheet, as we know that to be true. But When there was a Sanhedrin HaGadol that didn't exist. When the Sanhedrin HaGadol paskened, the das of the Yochid ceased to exist, and all you had was the das of the rabbi. You weren't going bus of rabbin, you were going bus of everybody. It became the law with a capital L. This is the mocker that Rabbanu can make takonis exeris. Veneda, shekol hatakonis ha'elu sheituk l'shmiras mitzvos ha'Torah, v'lasa rotzu lefanav yisbarach, hinei daita yisbarach shmei misakemes sheyishomu shmei u'ulo, gromitz ha'Torah atzma. So this is the fine line, the famous shayla of why is it that loisoser, why is it that Rabbanans are Rabbanans when it says in the Torah loisoser because you have no smile? So why isn't it the raisa? The answer is that the raisa is under kolol yisayinian, to listen to what Chazal said. And if a person doesn't listen to Rabbanan, not because it's a horror, but because he doesn't think Rabbanan have the power to tell him what to do, he's over the raisa. Mashayin Kane, if he's just Machmas Taiva, he's over the Rabbanan. So here also, the all of these takanas that they made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep them. And the nafkamina is, if we don't do it because we have Yitzhara, we feel like eating chicken and butter, then it's Rabbanan the case. If we don't do it because we don't think Chacham have the right to impose on us, then it's over the Raisa. It's an obligation to make these siyagim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given us these siyagim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to bring about these gevulas and so on. I want to add a possible hez with this. Why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do it? So let's understand. Take some of Hilchos Shabbos. So the Isser to do Pa'ula X or Y or Z is an Isser Deraisa. This and this is something which breaks the Shabbos. So that's given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it deals with that conceptual truth of what is Shabbos and what's called Melacha on Shabbos. When I go to the Rabbanans, I'm really describing a personal weakness. I'm describing a situation where I don't have the oomph to keep the mitzvah in this way, and therefore I need to make a get around it, and I need to make a mishmeres. So since this is coming as a result, not as the conceptual truth of it, but rather as my particular need, because of my weakness, it's most appropriate that it be given as a mitzidei mirabbanan. So this is another knage as to why some mitzvahs were given from the Torah and some mitzvahs from us. One of them deals with the absolute truth. One of them deals with the condition of human limitations. V'hinei, ein hefesh b'chiyuvenu b'mitzvah v'os t'tor k'yukhanas chamim, Zal, as they're saying. In terms of our moral obligation, they're the same. Shekach ha-rotzen l'fanu shishma m'voras b'tor k'mat shishma s'eila. V'kach mamre es pi v'oiva m'voras k'oiva l'eila. Somebody who's oivid rabbonins willfully is the same as being over the Raisa. Torah said, wants us to keep it, and if we bezodin don't want to keep it, we're being over the Raisa. V'kach mamre as piv oiva m'voras k'oiva l'eila, v'ein hevdo b'nim ol b'mas she'ev zuchon v'chivdulo. Chazal themselves wanted to give us a gather so that we would not confuse the Raisa and Abanan. It's not appropriate. So they gave certain inbuilt, built-in kulas under abundance. So he says, the Hainu, Shasfeik has been a Torah Yadun Lachumra, Torah Yosef Yadun Lachula. It's not we're not making under abundance. Rabban ourselves structured it like that. Vareizuk Moshetayim Asharayis Tenei Bekoros and Mises Bezen Olvish Shatnes Bashora Veshabas Chol V'Yosu Bano V'Chol V'Chel V'Yamuta She'ein El Agvul Shekfir Yitzaynes Barach. Just like all the halachas, the specifics of halachas are, that's what Kosh Baruch wanted. Here also, in Rabbanas, the Torah wanted Rabbanas. So the moral imperative why I need to do it, because Hashem said it's exactly equal. Hashem said do the abundance. That's why there's so much masa matan sometimes on things that only rabbanan. The year when I prat machlekes calls them they should shovu by name adram el b'chinas achir ben kol kol shamitz shabatera. In Chazal's eyes, between the chshibas of the Raisa Rabbana, there's a story. Somebody once came to Biskarov to ask a shail on something, and the person muttered something about, well, and it's only the Rabbana anyway. And Biskarov said, "We are not stukim." In other words, the reason why you make on the Rabbanan is not because it's a Rabbanan anyway, you know, kind of, okay, it's not so an important mitzvah. It's because Chazal built in kulis, and fine, but the idea that it's anyway only something or other, that doesn't exist. So the difference between a mitzvah of putting on tzitzis or tefillin or listening to abundance is one mitzvah. Each one has its own framework, yes. So does this. Bottom line, the mitzvah comes down to one thing, which is the Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. So if a person asks, is there more Ratzon Hashem in this than in this? The answer is no. But there is a clear hierarchy of adifus. If I can't do one, I have to be doicha one. So obviously we're going to have, a difference in the rice and abundance and coolness, but not mitzad what we're accomplishing the etzav. So part of the Mesiris is that bezdin can be mevatel davar haTorah. Whenever you have a tachlis, and with the qualifier, it has to be shaval taisa not kumasei. Now, pizza shoyes goes much goes b'shef lo b'mshabes gevur b'mishra shas. So basically, this is his outline of Torah shebiksav and Torah shaval peh, and the rabbanans, the raises, and so on. So briefly, Moshe Rabbeinu got the whole Torah shebiksav plus all the Piskei Dinim. These Piskei Dinim are the Iker halachas that we have. They are also merumas in the Torah and in Psukim, and that's a mitzvah of Torah involves going over and learning it like that, understanding the Kesha. The Rabbanans are merumas in the Torah in a very far and distant way. The Rabbanans are a mitzvah and a chiyuv to keep them like a deraisa. It's just that the Rabbanans themselves built in kulas. In every halacha Rabbanan, the prote alocha that Rabbanan made, that the Kohen made, includes a suffix Rabbanan al-Hakko. It's not because women zalzal on that halacha, it's because that's how he set up the halacha. But mitzad, what a person is accomplishing, mitzad, his pnimius, it's the same. So in as much as a mitzvah, let's go back to the point of mitzvahs a minute. In every mitzvah, there is a nekuda. That's sort of a you know, telling me about what's the, you know, the kavana and so on. That's in every single mitzvah. It's including rabbanans. And v'meila, the person, in as much as a person looks at the world of Ratzon Hashem, there's more opportunities as well. So that's how he explains, and he says that the psukim that we darshan for rabbanans are only asmachtes, very far asmachtes. We said the Maral's point that these are not asmachtes; these are the place where the Torah speaks about it in principle, but the Torah just doesn't mandate it. So, and Chazal tried to find where that nekud is in Torah. They needed to find that there should be if it's not a halacha of the Torah, it's a teaching of the Torah. And then he says, and part of the of Chachamim's koyach that they have is to be oika something. It's part and parcel of their etzem koyach, is that when they make a takana, it can be oika things b'shaval taisa, and so on. That is, so basically we finished now the Quintus of Maimer Ephraim. And Mitzvah Hashem, next week, Tuesday, I can't do this, Chasa somebody of Bacha. Mitzvah Hashem, Thursday, I would like to try to do a share, and I will try to speak on Shavuos. Mitzvah, I'll try to find something in his sovereign to do about Shavuos. And then Mitzvah Hashem, after Yontif, will Linetta continue with this other mamar. The mamar are actually very good overviews. So Bez Hashem, you'll be getting emails and stuff like that. Okay, so, a guten Kaltiv.